All right, so yesterday we started Masechet Shabbos, which was discussing the Isser of carrying. And in order to violate the Isser of carrying, you needed to do three parts to the Isser. You had to go ahead, A, pick up the item, B, cross over the border of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, backwards or forwards, and C, place it down. Those three parts to the Avera, if you don't have all three of those parts, you are not Chayiv on the Avera. You do not violate the Avera. All three parts are critical for the Avera. So the Gemara, the Mishnah had discussed, there are two cases which are D'oraisa for the guy on the inside. What are the two cases? If he picks it up and he does a yitzia, or he picks it up, so A, B, C, or he does A, B, C this way. Those are the two cases that the guy on the inside is chayev for doing an avera of carrying, either inside or outside. And then there are two cases for the guy on the outside, picking it up, pulling it out, and putting it down, or picking it up, pulling it out. So that's a total of four cases. Really, there are two going inside, two going outside. But one is done by the guy on the inside, one is done by the guy on the outside, and the same thing for the other malacha. So those are the four cases that are D'oraisa. Then the Gemara says, good morning. Then the Gemara says there are another two cases that are midrabanan. If you only do the A or the B, or only do the C, those are all midrabanan. Those are all pater aval asar. So you have a case where the guy on the inside does A, he picks it up, B, he passes it over, but he holds his hand out outside without placing it down. In that case, he's not chayev because he didn't do all three critical parts of the malacha. What happened was somebody else took it out of his hand and placed it down. Okay. So that is what we saw yesterday. So we saw that, those were an extra on each of the cases. There's two for the inside of the guy on the inside, two for the guy on the outside. So there was a total of eight cases. Yesterday, the Gemara started to quoted a Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos, which we're holding Beis Amud Beis about halfway down. The Gemara quoted a Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that if you have a situation where you have Good morning. The Mishnah quoted a situation where you have the Yitzias of Shabbos, and it said there are only Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are only two cases Midiraisa, Shehein Arba, which become Shtayim Shehein Arba. Sorry, I shouldn't say which Diraisa, but Shtayim Shehein Arba, there are only two, but are four cases. So, questions to Gemara, why over here do we say two that are four for the guy on the inside, plus two that are four for the guy on the outside, for a total of eight? Right? Two. What are two that are four? According to our Mishnah again, two that are four are two midiraisa for the guy standing inside. He picks it up, he does a yitzia, or he does a hachnasa. Shehein arba, add two more dirabanans. And the same thing for the guy on the outside, but for a total of eight cases. Whereas the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos only says there are two that are four. For a total of four cases. Why does the Mishnah in Shabbos say eight and the Mishnah in Shavuos say four? That is the Gemara's question. To which the Gemara answered, we saw yesterday, that our Gemara teaches only avos. The Gemara Maseches Shavuos teaches only avos. The av milacha is taking something out. If you pick something up in middle of Roshos, ha-yachet, and you take it out of the house, that is the av milacha. Bringing it back into the house is d'oraisa, but it's the tolda. So our Gemara, the Mishnah in Maseches Shavuos, only discusses avos, and our Gemara, seeing that it's the main place of Shabbos, the main place to discuss Hilchos Shabbos, teaches toldos as well. That is the Gemara that we read yesterday. So the Gemara says, so hacha the ikur Shabbos who tani avos v'tani toldos hasam to lav ikur Shabbos who avos tani toldos leitani. Says the Gemara, avos meinihu. What are the avos? Yitzias. Says the Gemara, how many yitzias are there? How did you get there's four yitzias? There's really only two yitzias. There's the yitzias of the when the person stands on the inside, he picks it up, He crosses the border and he puts it down. And the guy on the outside, he picks it up, he pulls it out, and he puts it down. Those are the two cases of Yitzias. Those are the only two Diaraisa Haitzais of the Melach of Haitzah, of the Avais. Hasam, the Gemara says, Avais Mainu Yitzias. The Yitzias Trey Havyan. And there are only two cases of Yitzias. And says the Gemara, and if you want to say that it's included in that number two that are four are Yitzias, but they are also Dirabanan ones. Maybe it's talking about where the guy on the inside did A and B, and he didn't do C. And that's what it means, two that are four. We're including the case of A and B on the Yitzias. Maybe that's the case. Where the Baal HaBayis did A and B, or maybe the Baal HaBayis just did A. Those are the, I'm saying that, says the Gemara. But then the Shtayim Shehein Arba in that list over there would be very unusual, because there were other things listed over there. There was Shavuos, there was the Yediyas HaTuma, there was Maris Negayim. All those things, all the two that were four in those lists were all D'oraisa. The two that were four Maris Negayim are D'oraisa. The two that were four Yediyas HaTuma were all D'oraisa. By Shabbos specifically, the two that were four are two D'oraisa that became four Midrabanan. And if you want to say that, oh, you know, the Yitzias that we're counting are some Durabanans. But it's listed in the same list as Maris Negayim. And Mahasam Kulhu Lechiyuva, just like over there, they are all Chayiv ones. So it's over here in Yitzias Shabbat, it's got to be all where it's all Chayiv. Hello, Amar Papa. Says Rav Papa. Says Hachat the Ikur Shabbos. So over here, we're talking about Ikur Shabbos. Tani Chiyuvi Peturi. Over here in our Mishnah, it teaches Chiyuvim and Peturim. Over there, Hasam the Lav Ikur Shabbos who Chiyuvi Tani Peturi Leitani. It only teaches things that are Chayev, and it doesn't teach things that are Pater. The Gemara at this point doesn't understand. So it says Chiyuvim Mainiu. What are the Chiyuvim? The Chiyuvim Avos are only Yitzias. We already went through this. Yitzias Tarti Avyan. There are only two Yitzias. Says the Gemara, no. What I meant was shtayim dehitzah v'shtayim dehachnasa. The two isurim that become four are avos and toldos. So we're counting all of the chiyuvim in the Masechta Shabbos. There are four ways you can be chayav midi or raisa for carrying, and that is if you're standing on the inside, you carry out, or you're standing on the inside and you carry in. And shehein arba, if you count the guy on the outside, he's standing on the outside, he carries out and he carries in. Those are the four cases. And that's what it means, Shtayim Shein Arba, in Meseches Shavuos. In Meseches Shabbos, what it means is we count also the Shtayim Shein Arba in Meseches Shabbos are two D'oraisa for the guy on the inside that become four once you count the Rabbanans, and two that are four once you count the Rabbanans over there. Yes?
I think it's two Shein Arba with the two Kedishas.
It's a big machlokes v'shaynim, which way it goes. Why would you think that? Just because? What? Well, okay, it could be. It could be like that. It could be, but it could be that it's a shtayim shehin arba. If you look in Tesis shtayim shehin arba b'fnim on Oman Aleph, Tesis discusses two different versions. But if you go through the other v'shaynim, we can probably come up with three or four other different formulas for what it could actually be. But it could be. Either way, I'm okay with either way. Both of them have good sources. But okay, I'm happy to see that you're thinking. That is good. Ella Amara Papa Hacha de Iker Shabbos who. So the Gemara says, "Hachad ikur Shabbosu tani chiyuve upeturi hasam delav ikur Shabbosu chiyuve tani upeturi loytani." Says the Gemara, "Chiyuve mainihu yitzias tayti haven." Says the Gemara, "Sorry, the shtayim tohitzav shtayim tohichnasa." "Vahal yitzias kotani." Says the Gemara, but it says yitzias. Our Mishnah says yitzias haShabbos. How can you tell me? And Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos also. How could you tell me that it includes even the act of hachnasa, bringing it in? Hayitzias katani. Amar of Ashi, Tana hachnasa nami hayitzaa karila. Says Rav Ashi, the Tana refers to the act of hachnasa,
which is bringing something in, as Haitza as well. Hachnasa also can be referred to as Haitza. So therefore, the question was, it says Yitzios HaShabbos, which is mashma, bringing something out. How could you say that it includes bringing something in? Says Rav Ashi, no, it's not so shver. We can refer to bringing something in as Haitza. The explanation would be that you're bringing it out of its area, out of its rishus. So it could refer to bringing something out. So that knocks away that question. Mimai, and says Abai, I'll prove it to you. Miditnan hamoitzi mirishus l'rishus. You know how I know? Because in the seventh parak, when discussing the 39 malachas, it says hachayrish zareya koitzim amar dosh zayra bayra, goes through all 39 malachas, and then it says for the number 39 hamoitzi mirishus l'rishus. And it's only counting avos over there. Now, if it's true that the Gemara is in saying hamoitzim rishus l'rishus must be including both rishuya, must be including both ways. Otherwise, it would have said rishus ayachet to rishus arabim. From the fact that it says rishus to rishus, we see that it includes both ways, traveling both ways, and yet it uses the term hamoitzi. So we see the word term hamoitzi can be utilized to refer to bringing something in as well. Is it not also talking about where it's bringing something in from rishus rabim to rishus yachid? And nevertheless, it says hamoitzi v'kakari lehaitza. The time of mine, what's the explanation? Because kol akiras chayfetz mimekoymai tana haitza akarila. Any type, kol, any akiras removal, chayfetz of an object, mimekoymai from its place, the tana can karila haitza, can refer to it as haitza. You're taking it out of its place. A second answer, Omar Ravina. This is just a second raya. Masnisin nami deka. The Mishnah also is a proof to this. Dikatani yitzios, because it says yitzios. The kamefarish, and what's the very first thing that it explains? Hachnasa. It explains hachnasa la alter. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Yitzios haShabbos. Shtayim shein arba b'fnim. Shtayim shein arba b'chutz. Kate said haani oimid b'chutz. If the ani is standing on the outside and the baal bayis is on the inside, and the baal and the ani push the ani as yodid lefnim, and he puts it into the hand of the baal bayis, the very first case of the Mishnah that it explains is hachnasa. So we see that hachnasa is included under the rubric of hamoitzi or yitzias. Shmamin and the Gemara accepts that proof. Rava Amar, Rava comes along and he gives a whole different teretz to this question. You wanted to know it says yitzios, and you were questioning that, hey, if it says yitzios, then it should refer to specifically the act of carrying out? No. Rishuyos katani. When it says yitzios, it really, that word yitzios, you're misinterpreting. It doesn't mean the taking outs of Shabbos. It means rishuyos, as Rashi quotes a pasuk, Tosis quotes a pasuk. Bottom line in Tosis, the ikri haitzos d'chsiva hayu toitza oisav hayama umetagamin in Rosh Hashanah. That the word yitzias can sometimes mean the word rishus, the word a domain. The word. So in other words, our Mishnah, you read it as follows: Yitzias haShabbos, the Yitzias haShabbos are shtayim are. So exactly how to word it is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but the point is, the Yetzias HaShabbos, there are two domains on Shabbos, Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, and through those two domains, you can violate the malacha of carrying in eight different ways. That's how they translate it. Yetzias Rishus Katani, Rishus Shabbos time. There are two different domains on Shabbos. There's Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. And those two domains on Shabbos can bring you to a malachat device of carrying. So your question was, it says yitzias, and yitzias means going out. How does it include coming in? The first teretz was, well, coming in can also be termed as yitzias. The second teretz is, you mistranslating the words yitzias. Yitzias in this case actually means domains, and it's introducing the malacha by saying there are two ways to violate this. There are the two domains on Shabbos that will bring you to violating the malacha. Okay. Omar le Rav Masna le Abaye. Hatamni havyan? Taiti srei havyan. There's only two? There's only eight cases? There are really 12 cases. Okay. So, for this next little Gemara, we have to write a chart. Okay, so there are really eight cases in the Mishnah with really 16 psakim. Okay, this is the Ani. Here is the Balabais. Okay. Now, again, the acts are A, B, and C. A means picking it up. B means crossing the border. C means placing it down. If I hold my hand out and I keep it steady, that's not called placing it down. Somebody's got to take it out of my hand, and if he does, that would be called placing it down. So now, the eight cases in the Mishnah are, the Ani goes ahead, and he goes this way. That's called, this way is bringing it into the house, this way is pulling it back out of the house. Who did what? The Ani did A, B, C. And the psak is, this is case number one, the psak is the Ani is chayev, and the Balabais did zero, he's putter. Case number two was... Good point. Putter umutter. But the Maisa, it says putter. Well, yeah, it's an important point for right now. The second case was the Ani did ABC, going this way. He's chayev. He is putter. And like Reuven pointed out, putter umutter. The third case is the Balabais did ABC, going, doesn't matter, this way. And the fourth case is the Balabais did ABC. Again, both of these cases are chayev. And this is putter/mutter. Now, case number five. Case number five is Pashat ha'ani es yadi lefnim v'natal Balabais mitoicha. So the Ani did A and B going inside. A, B going inside. And he did C. So he did A and he did B, C. That's case number six. Case number seven is Pashid Balabais is Yad Lechutz V'Natal Ha'ani Miteicha. He did A, B and he did C. And case number eight is he did A and he did B, C. Let's just get this clear. If A, A, A. Okay, in all these cases, both sides get a putter. Now, questions the Gemara. It says that there are two that are four cases. What are the two for the guy on the inside, two that are four for the guy on the outside? What are the two for the guy on the inside? Chayev, chayev. That are four, well, add on another two. Putter, putter. Says the Gemara, it's not four, it's not two that are four, it's two that are six. There should be 12 cases. Chayev, chayev, plus add on, putter, 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 putter. Why are we only, look how many psakim are for the guy on the inside, and the same thing for the guy on the outside. Two chayevs, chayev, chayev, plus four putters. That's the Gemara's question. Why is it only two that are four? It should be two that are six, for a total of 12. There's a total of eight over here. There are a total of 12. Says the Gemara. 1 second. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times 2 is 16. Why are you only asking for 12? There's a total of 16. So the Gemara says, according to your reasoning that you want to count everything, there should be 16 cases, not just 8. Vili Taimech says the Gemara Shitzuri Havion, there's 16. Amalei, no. Haloi Kasha, that's not a Kasha to me, because Bishlama Bava Dereisha, in the case of the Reisha, where these number 1 through 4, where one of them is Chayiv and the other one is totally Pater, like Reuven pointed out, it's Pateru Mutter. Bava Dereisha, which Pateru Mutter, Loi Katani. Those, I don't need to teach. I don't need to say that there's a psak on him that it's Mutter. It's mutter to breathe also. El above the Seifa, the case of the Seifa, where it's putter aval usr, all these putters are usr mitrabanan, because you're doing either A, B, or C. In this case, it should be, you should list. The Seifa, the putter aval usr is kasha. The Gemara says, are you telling me that when the Mishnah says putter in the Reisha, this pater means pater umutter. But I have a memra of Shmuel that tells me that there's no cases of pater umutter in the Mishnah except for three. Whenever it says pater, it means pater aval usser. Mi'ika bekuli Shabbos, in the time of Shabbos, when it says pater, it means pater umutter. V'hamar Shmuel, Shmuel told me, kol paturi de Shabbos. Anytime it says pater in Masech Shabbos, it means pater aval usser. It means pater aval usser, bar mehanitlas, except for the following three cases, the pater umutter, tzidas tzvi, capturing a deer. Vitzidas nachash, capturing a snake when it's not a sakonis defashis, but it's annoying. Umapis morsa, and popping a pimple. Where it says in the Mishnah, it's pater, if you pop a pimple on Shabbos and no blood comes out, it's pater. And it really means pater umutter.
Why is there a difference between a snake and a deer?
There's a different heter. One's out to melachashen etzvicha legufa. The truth is, it's referring to different Mishnayos. It's the Mishnah which refers to that refers to capturing a deer, and in Maseches Idios, when it says this, when it talks about this Mishnah, it refers to capturing a snake. It could be that the lumdus behind the heter is the same, but it means whenever it says putter,
so it's really two. It's really capturing an animal and.
No, a capturing animal is also a diorisa, but it's talking about the specific case of the Mishnah. It's talking about the case where it's sanachas, it's talking about where there's no sakana, and you're able to get saved in another way. But it's taka difference. Capturing a deer, a snake, is talking about a case where you're annoyed by having a snake. For example, your wife is standing on the table, screaming her head off, and there's no way she's getting down off the Shabbos table until you get that snake away. So it's not a sakana, it's a little gardener snake. So,
and the deer.
So the deer, yes, she might be on the table also, but that's not the heter. The heter over there is that it's al mishum tsaira de gufa. I'm just reading Tesis quickly. It sounds like the deer is mutter because it's davar she'inim. It's because a melacha she'inim tzricha le gufa mishum tsaira de gufa. I mean, davar she'inim is kaven sover. One second. Yeah.
Notes here. He says the Mishnah teaches that a person sits down in the doorway outside the room,
right,
and the deer, so the passageway is blocked completely. He turns for the robber, so it's
Seda. But the next person comes. Right. So it's not talking about. It's not talking about Melacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. That's the Nacha. Okay, fine. So that's two separate heterim. I misread the Dibur Masal of Tesis. That's right. Okay. The case of Nachash is like we said, that your wife is standing on the table and she's not getting down. So this is not good for the kids. It's not. So you know what you say? It's a davar she'in. It's a melacha she'in tzricha legufa. And because of the severe situation, it's mishum tzaira. Even though it's not sikana, we're allowing you to go ahead and capture the snake. So, because you don't need the snake. Capturing is only usser if I need the snake. But I don't need the snake. I want to throw it out. So, in Masechet Shabbos, there's a halacha, there's a rule called that you have to want to do the malacha for the reason that it is prohibited. If you want to do the malacha for a different reason, then it's not the oraisa. So, it's only usser to capture if you want the actual snake. If I don't want the snake, that's why if a person captures a bee or something like that, it's only Drabanan. And Mishum Tzaira, it could be that it's Mutter. It's not Pashat that it's not Mutter. I'm not going to. It's a big sugya, but.
And the deer isn't because you want to eat the deer.
No, and the deer is because, I remember the case now, he reminded me of the case. The case in the deer is talking about where somebody, the Mishnah says that if there's a deer in the room and you stand over here, so you're not letting the deer out, you're over an Issa Diraisa. What happens if this guy says, listen, I got to go to the bathroom, do you mind standing behind me? So you stand behind him. And then he moves out of the way. Now, when you stood there, you didn't do anything wrong because the deer was already blocked. Now the guy leaves, you didn't do anything wrong. That's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says it's mutter. This is very okay for people who get a new dog. A person buys a new dog, and the dog is not used to the house yet. If he walks out of the house and he closes the door, he's over an Issa D'oraisa of tramping. So the way to do it is you have to, for the first couple of weeks, you have to open the door, drop. Whoa, huge spider there. You have to open the door, drop. and you have to go ahead and sneak out before you have to sneak out, so that you never gave the dog an opening.
So with the snake, it's called melacha shen zir legufo. What is this called by the deer?
Nothing. There's no melacha.
There's no melacha. Yeah.
Because it was already trapped. And the third case is Mappas Morsa, taking out a pimple, because he didn't do anything. But of course, you can't do it if you're going to think that it's going to cause a bleeding. Be very careful when opening a pimple. If a person has a lot of pimples, he's experienced, he knows what pimple will make blood, what pimple won't make blood, so then, and he knows this pimple will not make blood, so then he is able to pop a pimple on Shabbos. Under certain circumstances. You can't do it like... what? So the Gemara says, "Ki itzchuch leishmul patur de ka'avid ma'isa patur de loy ka'avid ma'isa ikatuva." The Gemara says, "When does Shmuel say his halacha? When did Shmuel say his rule that whenever it says patur, it means patur aval aser? But when it doesn't say patur aval aser, it means patur aval aser, except these three cases. That's only where you did an action." But if you didn't do any action, it could be many cases of where you did an act and it says putter and it's really mutter. In this case, the Balabayas, he did absolutely nothing wrong. He's standing there. The ani comes along, does A, B, and C, puts it down in the Balabayas' lap. What do you want from me? That putter is putter umutter. I didn't do any action. In that case, when the Mishnah says putter, it means putter umutter. So Peturi deloika oven ma'isa. However, if there's no act involved, then ikatuva. Then there could be many cases. Says the Gemara, mikamakam tarti srehavin. Okay, but getting back to our question, it's still 1, 2, plus 4. We're for a total of 6. 6 plus 6 is still 12. Why did you say there's only 8 cases? Mikamakam tarti srehavin. Says the Gemara, the only cases that we're counting are peturim that are able to come to a act to a chatas. In that case, we're only counting A and B, two, that are four, the two cases that can lead to a chatas. So by an ani, it's case 5 and 8, because he has the A there. He already did A, B. He could do C. So you're right, they're both putter, but we're only counting in the Mishnah the cases that have the A tagged along with them. So 5 and 8 for the Ani, and 6 and 7 for the Balabayas. We are not counting. Shnehem peturim, says the Gemara, why tak are they both putter? Avida melacha mi beinayhu. Lamaisa a melacha happened. On case 5, A, B, and C occurred. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Me'am Ha'aretz, the Pasuk says Me'am Ha'aretz, but Asoysa, as he does the act, Ha'oyses Kula, V'loy Ha'oyses Miktasa. It's mashma, you got to do the entire act on Shabbos in order to be Chayev, V'loy, and not if you only do part of the act. In this case, the critical components of carrying are A, B, and C. You did not do a full act of carrying in Memel Yerpater. Yachid, the Gemara continues the Brayza, Yachid, the Drasha, Yachid, V'asa Oysa Chayev, Shnai V'asu Oysa Peturim. If you have one person who does the act completely, then he's Chayev. If you have two people who do the act together, even if it's two halves, nevertheless, and the entire thing is done in the end of the day, nevertheless, they're going to be potter. It was thrown out, it was tossed out, this is what we came up with in our chabura. Two people that do it as potter, and we'll stop over here. Have a great and meaningful Tainus and a Freilich and Purim. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Purim.
Tomorrow is Purim. What time is the Neitz Minyan here? The Neitz Minyan is 6:40. That's when it starts. Okay, so we'll do from 6 to 6:40. 6 to 6:40 tomorrow.
So everybody should be sober.